This is, I have some relief for you.
Right here in front of me, they have been kind enough to put this before me. It says, The Secret Garden, Floral and Gifts, hint, hint, 109 West Tully Street, Conway, Ohio, will be open today, guys, today, May the 12th, 2013, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for your Mother's Day gift needs, all right? So if you forgot, hey, there's hope yet. So get on down there, and I'm sure they'll take good care of you. Any parish notices come for us? Yes, sir, Brad.
Just a couple quick things. Trustees meeting is Wednesday at 7. And then softball starts Monday, May 20th. I don't have schedules yet. She didn't have them at her meeting Monday. I'll let everybody know when we want to play, what time we play. It's either 7, 8, or 9. And if you want to play, just get with me because we could always use the help.
Excellent, Brad. Excellent. Great opportunity there. Great opportunity. And listen, I get foggy. Oh, yeah, I do. And my goodness, I am remiss over one of the greatest Thanksgivings this morning was this tremendous breakfast. We got the great army cook, Jim Hammond, at the helm here. Let us give praise for the breakfast, for all those who served, and our mothers who were able to come. Our mothers. God bless you, mothers, on this very sacred day of Mother's Day. Any other parish notices to come before us? Oops. Any other parish notices to come? Oh, I see back here. Do I see? Nope. Any others? Well, I do have... oh, wait, you know what, Lord? Is my favorite daughter-in-law in the house? Here. Oh, my favorite daughter-in-law is in the house with her family. I will clap. I'm not half as dumb as I look. But I have now, well, we go from one extreme to another sometimes with our emotions in here. I have some very, very urgent news to share with you. Rosanna Etkin, I was informed this morning that she has been admitted to hospice. She has been admitted to hospice. I know Dave's been with me, Phil's been with me, Phil. Phil's been with me 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it, buddy? 2 weeks ago. And, I mean, even then, she was on oxygen. So she's really in a bad way. So she is over at the hospice center. Please keep her in your prayers. She never missed. She never missed. And Dick, as I said, I get foggy. And it just hurt her feelings that I didn't realize that she had already missed a couple Sundays. Because I was bragging on her. I said, you never miss. She said, there were a couple Sundays I missed. I said, there again, I am remiss. She, you know, certainly is a treasure to us. So please remember her in your prayers and get a chance to go over and call on her. That's right over there. And I think most of you probably know where that is, don't you, in Van Wert, the hospice center, beautiful center, wonderful ministry of Christ. So do be sure to lift her up in prayer. Give her a call as soon as you can at Rosanna Etkin at the hospice center. Any other parish notices to come? Yes, sir, Keith. No choir this week. Any others? Remember me on Wednesday. On Wednesday, I must attend the clergy session. There is no excuse for me. This is what they put in black and white, didn't they, Laura? I am to schedule funerals around this meeting. That's, yeah. So I must attend. And so do keep us in your prayers. This is the first session that we've had as clergy with the new bishop. So do remember us in prayers. At this time, let us center ourselves in Christ as we prepare for this very sacred hour of worship. Thank you. glorious and amazing God. As we begin this time of sacred worship, we remember that you are both our beginning and our end. There's nothing in the world that was not created by you. Even we are the works of your hands. And there is nothing more glorious in this world than your love and grace. Even we abide in your love and grace. Be with us now, Lord, as you have been with us every moment of our lives. Help us know that we are one with you, one with each other, and one in ministry to the world. In your holy name, Alpha and Omega, we pray. Amen. Come, you who are thirsty for love and grace.
The water of life is God's gift.
Come, you who are thirsty for justice and peace.
The water of life is God's gift.
Come, you who are thirsty for God.
The water of life is God's gift.
Come, the water is God's gift, flowing freely as we worship together. Lift up your hearts, your voices unto the Lord in praise, the opening hymn of praise, 77, How Great Thou Art.
Lord, my God, lay down.
take this opportunity to welcome your neighbors to the passing of the peace. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Children, don't let me forget, and I can be forgetful. So you hold me to the task, okay? We have, I want you to take a look at this. I'll just give you a peek. Oh, Mr. Keith Bowers has donated some fantastic treats for you. So we're going to get to that, yes, in just a moment. But first things first, this is Mother's Day, so we got a Mother's Day card. We're going to put this on the altar. Now what I got to do, did I open it? Oh, there it is. Okay, now I want to ask you, what we're going to do is we're going to fill this out. We're going to give thanks to God. The Proverbs today talks about giving praise to our mothers. All right, so let's do this right now. I want to give you an opportunity. I want everybody to get a chance to hear you. And they can see you too, yes, thanks to that video camera. What would you like to give our mothers thanks for? What's something you want to be thankful for mother? And you just shout it right into the mic.
That she loves me.
Man, that's... You know what? Yeah, give a cheer for that. I'm telling you right now. Hey, buddy, we're starting with the best. Right there. Oh, my goodness. This is your sermon right here, okay? It really is. You just remember this for the Proverbs today. I've got it easy the rest of the day now, John. Thanks to that witness. That she loves me. How about some others? Anything else you want to add to that? Well, what do you want to say? That she makes you coffee? We had our coffee. Well, what is it, sweetheart?
She likes me.
That she likes me. Let me write that down. Yes. Yes. Let's put that down. Yeah, that she likes me. Well, that's very, very good. Very good. Any other things? All right, here we go. Well, what is it?
Me?
Say that again. Say it again.
She helps me.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that's in the Proverbs today. There's a lot about that. Okay, she helps me. All right. Anybody else want to add anything to this? Any others? Just raise your hand. You got one with you. Okay.
My mom loves me.
My mom loves me. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? My mom loves me. Love is the greatest. I think what we're going to do, let's go ahead and place this on the altar of God now. Love is the greatest. Greatest power in all the universe. Yes. And so much of that we experience through our mothers. So we thank God for that. And let's have a prayer before we hand out these treats. Let's have a prayer. Can we make a big circle here? Let's make a big, man, it's going to be a good circle today, yeah. Well, I bet your mommies are glad and great.
and grandmothers and grandfathers. We're just all daddies. We're just all thrilled to have you. Yes, we are. So really, here we go. Go join hands. You all set? Okay, here we go. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your love expressed through our mothers, mothers who love us, mothers who help us. Lord, we cannot give thanks enough. Again, so much of your love we find in them. So help us to make this a special day for our mothers. And Lord, help us to share that same love with children here and around the world. There are some children we're going to meet that they don't have their mothers, Lord. So we especially want you to help us to reach out to them, to share that love of Christ with them. And we will give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, children. Now, did I promise you a special treat? And you see that guy right over there? That's the one, if you want to say thank you. It's Mr. Bowers here, our choir director. And so we're going to go ahead, and I think what we'll do, you know what I'm going to do? Special day, mothers, we're going to give them a little more energy. I got a baptism. I have a baptism downtown, and I won't be able to stay at the greeting line, so... Maybe this is a good Sunday for me to take the back door, but I'm going to give the mother's children a little extra energy. But yeah, go ahead. You take one of each. You get your sucker. There you go. Now, by the way, you know, I mean, you're going to have two treats. I'm just saying, it's Mother's Day and all that, you know. And if you would want to share one of those with your mom today, that's why you got that. Allison said that's why she got that, Delta. She said, that's why I got this. Picked out the one mama loves, don't you? Oh, was this supposed to be a secret? I think I just ruined it. I just spoiled her secret. Now, and another thing, sometimes I get in a hurry down here, and I missed one of you last week with your treat. I did. Boy, and I felt bad about that, because we don't want to overlook you. So make sure that you get your treat. Yeah, you get one of each. Boy, it's a good day, isn't it, huh? Yeah, that's right. Go right ahead. You go right ahead. Pick you out one of each. Oh, I wish you had a camera to see this. Fellas, you know, this. I wish I had a little camera on my shoulder so you could see this, because I'm blocking that camera. Did you get one you like? Is that the flavor you like? Nope. Got that one? Oh, there you go. All right, now get. You got that for your mom. Oh, mom's going to love that. Oh, Natalie, wait till you see what's coming to you. Boy, boy. Hey, Keith, you got any of these for Father's Day? Keith, thank you so much, man. I'm admiring these. I'm sure looking at them. My eyes are big. You like candy? I like candy. I've got to confess to you. I get you one of each. You don't let me forget you. Don't let me forget you, no. And did you? We good? All right. Well, now, like I said, oh, no, there was one he didn't get. Oh, he did. Did he not get one of those? Okay. Oh. Well, guess what, Mom? There you go. And you may return to your pews. And where's Jacob? Where's my buddy Jacob? Here he is. I'm going to have Jacob. I've already got Jacob assigned to help me today. Jacob, you all set? All right, let's go. Oh, sorry. Children, I'm sorry about that. Now, Jacob is going to be carrying a microphone, and we've got visitors here today. Y'all set, son? We've got visitors here today, and what better day to come here? This is, again, the Festival of the Christian Home, it's also known as, but we affectionately claim it as Mother's Day, proudly so. So it's great time for the families to gather. Jacob is here holding the microphone. You're a visitor. First of all, we want to welcome you, and there's a visitor's card. If you wish, if you elect to take that card out, fill it out real quick, put your phone number on there, drop it in the offering plate when the ushers come by in a little bit, and they always get me those cards. They never fail. So if you've got your phone number on there, you will receive a call, and we're going to get you better acquainted with this fantastic church family. This portion of the service is called the Joys and Concerns. If you have a joy, some examples, a birthday, wedding anniversary, perhaps a testimony, a witness of how Christ is giving you strength in the journey, you want to lift that up, raise your hand. Could be a concern, maybe someone you love, and we've been lifting concerns. Someone that you love is sick, and you want to lift them up in prayer. For joys or concerns, keep your hand up so this fine young man can see you.
So Jacob can see. He'll bring you the microphone. Joys and concerns. Keep your hand up high. Joys and concerns. Oh, yes, Susie, I'll do it and we'll come right out to you. Yeah. Just wonderful. Just wonderful. Susie, thank you. Let's raise a cheer for that. A wonderful opportunity coming up. We always enjoy those garage sales every year, but this is especially unique this year that opportunity is open to us. Thank you, Susie, for lifting that up. And I believe, did we see a hand over here? Was it Dad? Come on, Jacob. Let's come right on over here. You know this guy right here? You know him?
Just want to say happy birthday to Karen. Her birthday is tomorrow.
Indeed. Happy birthday, Karen. Raise a cheer. Well done. Joys or concerns, keep your hands up. I see Shelly back here. And you don't want Jacob, I'll come with you. How about I come with you? And while we're walking, I'm going to keep the name anonymous because I think they really prefer to be anonymous. But I got to tell you, that property we were claiming, I didn't have a way to get out to mow. My towing vehicle broke, and I'm not going to say the name, but I know an angel of heaven came down. I know who it is, and I want to say in the name of God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for helping us.
Tomorrow is also Gavin's second birthday.
Oh, second birthday. Oh, that's wonderful, Shelly. Wonderful. Wonderful, boy. Happy Mother's Day, Shelly. Happy Mother's Day. Any other hands back here while we're back here? Is that a hand back there? Oh, Fritzy? Okay, yeah, well, I tell you what, Jacob, we'll be right back, I promise you. Okay, you ready, Jacob? And he's doing a fine job. He's a fine young man here. All right, here we go. And we got a couple here. They're very good. Very good. We'll be right with you. All right, excellent, Jacob.
Number one, thanks to all the dads and the help that we had, a wonderful breakfast. Number two, I had a wonderful surprise this morning. My daughter and granddaughter showed up, and I didn't know they were coming. But now a concern. Cindy called me last night, and one of her best friends is on her third round of ovarian cancer, and it doesn't look good. And she said, Mom, put her on the prayer chain. So we did that. Her name is Sharon, and that's all we need. So.
Does Nora have the name then for the bulletin? She already got it for the bulletin?
No, I haven't.
Well, we'll get you. We want to make sure. In fact, you know, we get calls from time to time from folks that they'll say, hey, is this what we call to get the name on the prayer chain or on the bulletin? I said, absolutely. You feel free to call anytime. So,
well, everybody, sure, I think, knows Cindy. She's been around here a long time.
Well, and it was, again, a beautiful morning with Angie and Olivia. Wonderful to have them. And so happy Mother's Day, Chrissy. Happy Mother's Day. Yes, sir, Brother Dave. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I got a concern. My best friend, Denny Nettle from Van Wert, they life-flighted him to Lutheran Tuesday. And they thought he had a massive stroke, but he ended up with spinal meningitis. And they induced him into a coma. And I'd just like to have him put on our prayer chain. And the concerns, I talked to part of the family yesterday, and the medications, he's starting to come around, but he can't talk or anything yet. So I'm really concerned about that. And also Wednesday, when I went to Cleveland with my daughter, she's going to have her third open heart surgery. And we're not sure, you know, just when it's going to be, but I got to take her up there the 21st for a heart catheterization. So keep her in your prayers. Gina Griffiths.
Indeed we will, Dave. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Dave's part of our calling team. You know, the Lord has given him a caring heart, and here's close to him, these folks and his daughter in practice. We keep you in our prayers too, Dave. And Brother Warren, did you ready for the mic, sir? Yes, sir.
I want to thank and salute all the our school youth who were in the Friday night's music program down at school. The members of the choir, the night vision and the band, the jazz band, and now a very dangerous thing. I'm going to name those that I remembered, and Riley Guest and Mallory Bone and Taylor Hughes and Haley Finfrock and Kristen Kramer. Now, who did I miss? I apologize, Taylor. But anyways, even our church lay leader got in the act. As honest Abe, we all know that he's tall enough to pass for Abraham Lincoln, but he had to have a little facial work done in order to meet the standards of Abraham Lincoln. A very enjoyable program. Thank you.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you, Warren Reed. Now, were there any other hands back here? Because we don't want to overlook you. Were there any hands back here? Did I see one, Natalie? Was there another? Your hand back here. Thank you, Natalie. We certainly we do definitely lift her up. They're precious. Precious to us. Thank you, Jim. I see there's another. Who is this young lady over here? Who is this young lady? My favorite daughter-in-law. Yes.
Our littlest nephew is in the hospital. My poor sister-in-law is spending Mother's Day at the hospital. They're not really sure what's going on. Hoping it's just whooping cough. Not that that's good, but it's a nasty virus.
Indeed. We lift her up. And it's good to see you for Mother's Day. I know your mommy over here has got to be thrilled. And I see another hand here, Susie. So Jacob will come right over here. Boy, Jacob, you are doing just a good job. You know that? You always do so well. Here we go. Yes, Susie.
The eighth graders leave tonight for their Washington, D.C. trip. So let's just hope they get there and back safely in the week.
Amen. Amen. Excellent, Susie. Thank you. Are there any other sharings? As I say, this is a sacred hour. We celebrate these precious bonds of family, extended family, friends. A very, very sacred hour. Oh, and Karen's trying to help me out. There's another. Oh, yes, Delta, go right ahead. Thank you, Karen. Thanks for lifting up those concerns, and we definitely certainly remember them. Thank you, Delta. We don't want to squelch the spirit. Are there any others to be lifted up, or any other sharings? Yes, Laura. Yes, thank you, honey. Yes, we've got Eston here, and I am remiss. I told you I'd get foggy. His brother passed away. Eston's brother passed away. So please remember him in your prayers, and Eston, you're just so close to all of us, and please forgive me for overlooking that. Thank you, Lord, for pointing that out. God bless you, brother.
And I also wanted to mention the little Addison, the little girl that I've been asking for prayer for. She did have her cancerous kidney removed. There were 6 tumors in her kidney, but her lymph nodes were clear, so they're still thinking that possibly the shadows they saw in her lungs were just a virus, and they're going to be checking that. They're giving it some time to heal up, but they're more confident that that's the case since her lymph nodes were clear. And she starts her chemotherapy tomorrow.
Oh, bless her heart. Thank you, Laura, for giving us that update. Any other sharings? Hasn't Jacob done a great job? I'm scared. I don't know about you, Jacob, all these people. Wow. You brave guy. We got nothing to be afraid of, do we, son? The Lord's with us. God bless you, son. Thank you. Let us turn to the Lord now in silent prayer and meditation. God of our mothers, as we gather on this day of celebration and praise, we're thankful for the many people who mother us and nurture us to grow in faith and wisdom. We pray for mothers and fathers around the world, especially for those who are struggling to find food and security for their children. For those who mourn this day, give comfort. For those who yearn this day, give patience. For those who are torn apart by grief and resentment, may your healing love bring forgiveness and reconciliation. Let all who hunger and thirst for your presence know the living water that is ours, without limit, without fail. Now, Lord, deepen our faith as we lift up from our hearts the prayer that our Lord has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're almost to the close of the Sundays of Easter, the season of Easter in the church calendar. My mom's favorite hymn was In the Garden. It was shared at her funeral. So if you'll indulge me, if you will join with us, I think it's one of our favorites too. Let's stand for 314, In the Garden. Sang that so many times in the garden, so many times. Nobody could sing it like Brian. Want to lift up now for this very sacred hour, a festival of the Christian home, Mother's Day. Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 12, and then concluding verses 25 through 31. Words that I know you know well. Listen to what the writer has to share. A capable wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. Strength and dignity are her clothing. She laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates. May the blessing of the Holy Spirit be with God's holy word.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Linda. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, choir. That was fun. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, I got to tell you, it's a comfort to know out on the Great Monmouth Road, I understand just a few doors down, I got my neighbors back there. You can check with Chris and Lisa if this is true. The new sheriff is just a couple of doors down. Well, I met him, and I looked up at him. Of course, I look up at a lot of people, you know. But I looked up at him. I said, "Sheriff, I want you to know I'm going to sleep well at nights." Yeah, just a couple of doors down. Now, I wonder if the sheriff ever had this dilemma, though. Of course, there was a young officer. He was trying to get into the Corps, and so he's going through the actual exam. And on the written exam, the very last question, what would you do if you had to arrest your mother? Now think about that for a minute, Keith. Think about that. So he writes in, what would you do if you had to arrest your mother? I'd call for backup. Mothers, you are a force to contend with, not a force to be trivialized. And we do give praise to God for you, for what a vital force, a forming force you have been in the journey of life. Listen again as we repeat the praise of the writer of Proverbs this morning. A capable wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. Now, if you didn't see the pastor's desk, mothers, I want to do this on Mother's Day just to repeat this. You need to hear this again, everybody, because a recent study did a little assessment of the typical mother, duties performed at home, Nancy, and listen to what this tallies to. She would earn, therefore, an average, according to this assessment, which is a very fair assessment, $700,000 a year in the business world. That's right, $700,000. Dollars a year. In an average day, a mother can be a taxi cab driver, a counselor, an engineer, a carpenter, an accountant, a judge, a motivational speaker, a teacher, a chef, a supervisor, a personal assistant, an event coordinator, an administrator, and yes, a preacher. Amen. A preacher. Combined jobs, $700,000 a year wouldn't even touch it, because the bottom line is, mothers, you are priceless. You are priceless. A capable wife, who can find? She's far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. Strength and dignity are her clothing. She laughs at the troubles to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. There's a little boy sitting with mom and dad, and they got the box of pictures out. Now, y'all have Facebook today. Laura loves Facebook. I'm kind of the dinosaur in the family. Okay, she's 9 years younger than me. Most people think that I'm her father. But she loves that. I just thought I'd lift it up on Mother's Day, yeah. But at any rate, we had a tradition when I was growing up, didn't we, Fritzy? Mom and Dad had a box, and it was nothing special about the box, but it contained a treasure. Because in the box, Keith, were all kinds of pictures. All sorts of pictures, and Mom and Dad would always, invariably, they would try to scribble onto the back, you know, who it was in the photos. I mean, these would go way back. So there's a picture of this now. A little boy sitting with his mom and dad. They got the box out, and they're looking at the pictures, and out comes, Dick, the picture of the wedding day, his mommy and daddy's wedding day. And the little boy chimes up, "Daddy, is that the day that you got mom to come and work for us?" She looks well to the ways of her household, does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy, her husband too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord God is truly to be praised. Therefore, give her a share in the fruit of her hands. Let her works praise her in the city gates. May God add the blessing of the Holy Spirit once more. For so much of the Holy Spirit, so much of God and the kingdom has come to us through our mothers. Thomas A. Edison, perhaps the greatest inventor of all time, wrote a praise. He gave a praise, Warren, a tribute to his mother, and I'm just going to give it to you briefly as he shared. In his own words, he said, "I did not have my mother long, but she cast over me an influence that has lasted all my life. The good effects of her early training will never be separated from me. Had it not been for her appreciation and faith in me in a critical time in my experience, I should not have likely become an inventor." He writes, "I was always a careless boy, and with a mother of different mental caliber, I should have turned out badly. But her firmness, her sweetness, her goodness were potent powers that kept me on the right path. My mother was the making of me, Thomas Alva Edison, the greatest inventor of all time." Men, how many of us can say? Women, how many of us can say, daughters, "My mother was the making of me. My mother was the making of me, at least the good parts. I don't know where I'd be without my mama." G. Campbell Morgan, one of the great preachers, had four sons, all of whom were preachers in their own rights. Howard, the youngest son, was said to have been a very fine preacher. And one day, in fact, Reverend Howard Morgan was taking over for his dad on this side of the Atlantic while Dr. Morgan was over doing a campaign in London, England. And someone came into the drawing room where the family had gathered, and they asked young Reverend Howard Morgan, the youngest of the four sons, four preachers, they asked him, they want to see what he was made of, Warren. They asked him, "Howard, who would you say is the best preacher in your family? Who's the greatest preacher among you?" Without hesitation, he replied, "My mother. My mother." You know, many times it is the man, the woman who never stands behind the pulpit, who preaches the greatest sermons by living out the word in their daily living. Or as one other great preacher said it so aptly, "My mother practiced what I preach." I don't know where I'd be without my mom, because Lord knows I made mistakes. You know, there are consequences to our choices, and I paid dearly for some of those consequences in the early experiences of my journey of life. And I know I broke my mom's heart, but my mom was a constant. A lot is said about unconditional love, but I experienced it firsthand through my mom. And so I lift up just two quick stories. The one you've heard me share before. There was a woman, a young woman, who'd been seeing a psychiatrist, and the doctor had early on discovered that she was a wife and had found that she was a mother of three children. So on this particular session, he asked her, "Tell me, which of your three children do you love the most?" "I love all three of my children exactly the same," she replied. Now for the doctor, that was a little too quick, that answer, perhaps even a bit glib or shallow, so he decides now to probe a bit. He says, "Come now. You're telling me that you love all three of your children exactly the same?" "Yes, sir. I love all three of my children exactly the same." He said, "Now look, it's psychologically impossible for anyone to regard any other three human beings exactly the same. And if you therefore aren't willing to be open with me, to be honest with me, and to level with me, then I think we need to terminate this session altogether." Well, the woman broke down. She cried a bit. She says, "All right, doctor. All right, you win. You win. No, sir, you're right. I don't love all three of my children exactly the same." She says, "For you see, doctor, when one of my three children is sick, I love that child more. When one of my three children is in pain or lost, I love that child more. When one of my children is confused, I love that child more. And when one of my children is bad, and I don't mean naughty, doctor, but I mean bad, then it is that I love that child all the more." And then she added, "Except for those exceptions, I do love all three of my children about the same." We celebrate a Christian faith, a faith that proclaims a God who knows and loves you just as God knows and loves every other human being that He created upon the face of His beloved planet Earth. With this addition, when you are sick, when you are in pain or lost, when you're confused, when you're depraved, then it is that your Creator God, your Lord God, loves you even more. My mama loved me with that love. She had a writer in Dayton, Ohio. We were in Dayton, Ohio at the time. Of course, I'm an old Wright State grad, and I roomed with my mom and dad when I was going through college there at the main campus. Papa pastored the Antioch United Methodist Church. And out on Wolf Creek Pike, if anybody's familiar with it, Wolf Creek Pike down there in Dayton, near Trotwood. Anybody know where Trotwood is? Just out there in the country. But she became a big fan of a writer, I think, who came to one of the United Methodist Women gatherings at the time. Great writer in the community. She had been Church of the Brethren, then because of the friendships that she struck at the University of Dayton, where a lot of my buddies went. As I've shared with you before, my dad's family were all Irish Catholic. And I had a lot of close connections there with UD. But this woman was a writer. She graduated from there. Her name was Irma Bombeck. You all remember the writer Irma Bombeck? I want to close with this because my mom loved her so much. And this mother's to close. Irma Bombeck writes, "Every mother has a favorite child. She cannot help it. She's only human. And I have mine. The child for whom I feel a special closeness, with whom I share a love that no one else could possibly understand. For my favorite child is the one who was too sick to eat ice cream at the birthday party, who had measles at Christmas, who wore leg braces to bed because he towed in. He had a fever in the middle of the night, the asthma attack, the child in my arms at the emergency ward. My favorite child spent Christmas alone away from the family, was stranded after the game with a gas tank on E, lost the money for his class ring. My favorite child is the one who messed up at the piano recital, misspelled committee in a spelling bee, ran the wrong way with the football." I did that once. I was just thrilled to catch it. "Ran the wrong way with the football, had his bite stolen because he was careless. My favorite child is the one I punished for lying, grounded for insensitivity to other people's feelings, and informed that he was a royal pain to the entire family. My favorite child slammed doors in frustration, cried when she didn't think I saw her, withdrew and said she could not talk to me. My favorite child always needed a haircut, had hair that wouldn't curl, had no date for Saturday night, had a car that cost $600 to fix. My favorite child was selfish, immature, bad-tempered, self-centered. He was vulnerable, lonely, unsure of what he was doing in this world, and quite wonderful. All mothers have their favorite child, but it's always the same one. The one who needs you at the moment. Who needs you, for whatever reason, to cling to shout at, to hurt, to hug, to flatter, to reverse charges to. This is dated. To unload on, but mostly just to be there. Mothers, we praise God in the sanctuary of the Lord for your being there for us. God bless you. This time the ushers will assist us as we serve the Lord through the morning offering. Let us pray together. Gracious, glorious God, you have given us so much for which we are ever grateful. As we return these gifts to you, bless them with your presence. Glorify the works of these gifts in the world, that your love and salvation may shine through them for all to see. Amen. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Kevin. We close with a great hymn of grace. Amazing grace. 378. Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all now and forever. Amen.